This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump has defied a threat from Michigan's top law enforcement official by going maskless inside a Ford automobile plant outside Detroit. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
The president toured a factory now making ventilators. All the Ford executives giving the tour wore masks per company policy. The president alone did not, at least not where reporters and cameras could see him.
I had one on before. I wore one in this back area, but I didn't want to give the press the pleasure of seeing it.
At one point, pulling a White House-branded mask from his pocket.
I think I look better in the mask.
Asked what kind of example it set for the public not to see him wearing it.
I think it sets an example both ways.
Michigan's attorney general earlier told CNN state law requires masks be worn in enclosed facilities, and if the president refused to wear one, he'd be banned from those spaces again. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Michigan's governor has won a legal fight with Republican lawmakers over her coronavirus restrictions. AP's Mike Gracia has details.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has prevailed over Republican lawmakers who sued, challenging her authority to declare emergencies and order restrictions during the coronavirus outbreak. Citing a 1945 law, Judge Cynthia Stevens of the Court of Claims said the governor's authority is not limited to local and regional emergencies, and it can have no end date. It marked the third time a Court of Claims judge has ruled in favor of Whitmer during the pandemic. The Republican-led legislature had argued a 1976 statute gives it a say in emergency declarations after 28 days. I'm Mike Gracia.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.